Increase in us true religion. Did you hear that phrase in the opening prayer, the collect? Increase in us true religion. It's a catchy kind of phrase. It almost sounds like, you know, give us that old time religion, some kind of a, you know, it's a unique phrase. But I think it is a phrase that we can pay some attention to, because I think there's a depth to it. What is true religion? It's been said in the Christian tradition that there is a perception that what Christianity is about is worshiping Jesus. Worshiping Jesus. And yet when we look at the scriptures, there's no instance that's shown where Jesus ever said to anyone, worship me. Worship me. Rather, what we hear Jesus saying to those whose lives he touch is, follow me. Follow me. Sometimes it's easier to worship than it is to follow. And I think that's the challenge that Jesus gave us, to follow Jesus. What Jesus was saying to his followers is walk with me. Walk into the vision and the dream that I have, the dream of my Father, the dream of the Creator. Live into this. Walk with me. And as it says in our gospel reading today, Jesus said to his followers, you know, follow me and take up the cross, because this walk will cost you something to be a follower of Jesus. And those who followed Jesus, those who walked with Jesus, had an experience of the holy through Jesus. They had an experience of God through Jesus. They had what sometimes is, we sometimes call in the theological world a theophany. It's a word that means a kind of an experience of the holy, from the Greek word theos for God. And the funnest comes from this idea of showing forth, this theophany, this showing forth of God. Scriptures are filled with these kinds of stories, these kinds of experiences. And the people who experience God, their lives are changed. Their lives are transformed as they begin to follow the call that they experienced through this experience of the holy. It's not just in the New Testament. In the Hebrew Scriptures, particularly in our reading today from Exodus, this is a wonderful story of a theophany. And I want to talk a little bit about that first reading. It's really what I want to focus on a bit with you this morning. It's from the book of Exodus, and it's the story of Moses. And I think it's important for us to read this story from the perspective that it is not necessarily an historical story or a biographical story or some sort of a factual story, but rather that this story from Exodus is poetry. It's mythic. It has so many depths to it that the more we read it, the more we engage with it, the more we're invited to really understand its depths. It's the power of poetry. It's the power of those kinds of words. And it's obvious that Moses had some kind of an experience of God, some kind of an experience of the holy. And this story we hear today is an attempt to capture that, to kind of communicate the depth of that experience. We've been hearing about Moses for the last few weeks in some of our readings. Remember, Moses was born, and he was placed in that basket. Remember that story? And down the river he went, and Pharaoh's daughter found the baby and brought Moses in. And Moses was raised as an Egyptian. He was raised in the Egyptian culture, the Egyptian world. But around him, Moses also saw these oppressed people, which were his people, the people from whom he really had come forth from. He sees these Israelites, these Jewish people, these Hebrew people, suffering great oppression and great slavery, and it's always a struggle for him. And the story goes that one day Moses kills one of the Egyptian slave drivers. He is so frustrated and taken with how these people are being oppressed and enslaved that he kills one of the Egyptian slave drivers. And he runs out of fear. And its story is he runs out into the desert. And there he settles down with a family. The reading talks today about he's tending the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro. And its story is that he flees away out of really worry about his own life, his own safety, and begins in many ways a new life. And the story today, what's interesting is this theophany, this experience of the Holy. Notice, it's not a story about an experience of God or the Holy One in a temple or in some shrine, but rather this experience that Moses has of the Holy is in the midst of his day-to-day life. He's out tending the flock. And in the midst of doing what he does every day, he experiences the Holy. It's an invitation for us, you know, in the midst of our day-to-day lives. You know, picture ourselves on a Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock doing whatever we do on Tuesdays at 2 o'clock. In the midst of our day-to-day life, there's this incredible experience that Moses has. And the experience is described as he sees this burning bush. It's a powerful image. And he approaches the bush, and as he approaches it, he hears a voice. And he'll realize eventually this is the voice of God, the voice of the Holy One, the voice of the Wondrous One, the voice of God. And the voice he hears, interestingly, the voice is not one of Moses, take this, or Moses, I'm demanding or giving you something to carry. Rather, the first word this voice speaks to Moses is, remove. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. And I would propose to you that it's not so much that this ground is holy, therefore take off your sandals. But rather, I think what's really being said is, Moses, take off your sandals. And wherever you take off your sandals, you are on holy ground. What are sandals? It's leather, the skin of dead animals that we put between our feet and the earth on which we walk. It protects us. Now, we wear flip-flops and we wear sandals and we wear shoes made of lots of different kind of substances today, but we walk, it protects our feet. We realize it more when we're not wearing shoes or sandals, particularly in the summertime. If you ever walk on the beach and all of a sudden it gets really hot and you can't figure out how to get off the beach, or you're walking in a driveway and all of a sudden you're walking across blacktop on a 90-degree July day, you'll realize where you are pretty quickly. But it symbolizes that remove the leather, remove that which keeps you from knowing where you are, from experiencing this earth. Moses, remove the deadness from your feet and realize you are on holy ground. I think that's an invitation to us and a challenge to us for those sandals to represent those things that we wear, those things we surround ourselves with that deaden us to the wonder of the world around us. Those things that we develop throughout our lives to protect ourselves from the reality of what's around us. And what God is saying to Moses is, remove that. Let go of that. And you'll experience you're on holy ground. That's true religion. That's the real call of God, to let go of so many things so we may know the wonder of God. That was the ministry of Jesus. Follow me. Take up your cross. Look at the dream. Look at the vision that I present to you. The cross is that letting go. The cross is taking off the sandals. The cross is letting go of the deadness that we surround our lives with that prevent us from knowing the holy. And I think the story that is being told in this story from Exodus is what Moses is really being told is, wherever you remove that deadness, wherever you remove those sandals, you are on holy ground. All of creation is holy. All of creation is filled with God's presence. If we can wake up to that and be aware of that and see that. So as we gather together today in our journeys of faith together, I invite us to follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. Remove the sandals from our feet Remove those things that prevent us from experiencing the fullness of God's presence, the fullness of life. And let us go forth into the world realizing this is a holy creation, a holy place. And let us walk into that dream, walk into that vision, and be a transforming presence as we invite others to join us in this following, in this journey, as we continually remove and let go of those things that keep us from each other, keep us from the Holy One, and keep us from God. Let us remove the sandals from our feet together and walk into the wonder and dream of God.